Everyone, welcome to episode 130 of My 123 Cents, the podcast, and to all the moms out there, I don't know how many of you are listening, but happy belated Mother's Day. Hope your day was fabulous. Got to spend some time with my mom, my mother-in-law, and my wife, who of course is the mother of our three children, but hope you enjoyed your day or spent some time with the woman in your life who is a mother-like figure to you. Nonetheless, lots to talk about in the world of professional wrestling. The guest this week is Gerard. You may remember him as Vin Gerard from Chikara Pro Wrestling. He's talking more about a new endeavor, a new project that he is a part of, a co-founder of Powerbomb.tv. And think of it as kind of the WWE Network, but on the indie level. And there's a subscription that you do. It's wrestling on demand with promotions from around the world. There are some international, or at least Mexico is part of this, but there's some really neat, unique wrestling that's going to be a part of this, and I am excited to look and dive more into it. We just kind of set up an account this week, so I'll be definitely taking a closer look at that, but there's a big event called Break the Barrier. It's June 11th, and it will stream on powerbomb.tv, and you can learn more about that by going to powerbomb.tv, following them on social media, and sticking around, of course, and listening to the interview with Gerard. We talk about his career in wrestling leading up to what brought him to the co-founding, if you will, of Powerbomb.tv. $10 a month for a monthly subscription. You do get a free trial before you get started for 10 days, or it's $100 a year, so you end up saving some cash by going with the yearly subscription. So be sure, again, to check it out, and hopefully, I'm talking to some of the folks with Stride Pro Wrestling. Hopefully, We're starting to record those shows, and maybe we can become a part of this wrestling on demand because, like I said, promotions from everywhere seem to be a part of this, and looking forward to sharing Stride Pro Wrestling with more than just the folks here in Southern Illinois and Southeast Missouri. Speaking of Stride Pro, next big show coming up on June 3rd, a new location at the Illinois Star Center Mall. Be sure to watch social media, strideprowrestling.com, and of course, the My 123 Cents channels on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff. We'll have updates, matches, and whatnot. Roger Mathis, by the way, going to be defending the Stride Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Championship he won just over a week ago. Then Stride Pro returns a week later on June 10th up in Mount Vernon, a big fundraiser event going on there. Cowboy Bob Orton has been confirmed and will be the tag team partner for Farmer Billy Hills as they go for the Stride Pro Wrestling Tag Team Championships. So be sure to join us for those two amazing shows. And speaking of fundraisers and Southeast Missouri, Cape Championship Wrestling, our friends over there, have an event going on this Saturday, May 20th. It is called the Ashland McClure Memorial, and this is a fundraiser for in honor and memory of a little girl who has passed away, but they're raising funds for the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. I firmly believe in the mission there. So come out and support. Tracy Smothers will be making an appearance. Of course, he is a big wrestling legend. And you're going to see Sexy Sarge, the new Cape Championship Wrestling Heavyweight Champion, will also be a part of that show, and Hollis Giroux, and the former champion, Brandon Barbwire, Farmer Billy Hills, and his partner, Del Tucker. They are the former tag team champions, so it'll be interesting to see what Cape Championship Wrestling has in store for fans around the Southeast Missouri, Southern Illinois, Western Kentucky area. And again, folks traveling from all over and checking things out. Also want to give a shout out to, I feel like I've met these guys, but we have not had many deep or meaningful conversations. The folks over at Podzilla 1985, it is a wrestling podcast as well. They are in Cape and are big fans of Cape Championship Wrestling. They come over here to our Stride shows as well. So I appreciate the shout outs that they give to Stride Pro Wrestling on their podcast. So I'm going to return the favor and shout out to them. They're going to be part of the commentary team for Cape Championship Wrestling when they move over to Fight, the Fight Network. I think it's Fight TV. I'm I'm probably screwing that up and I apologize. But yeah, there's an app out there. Jim Ross has talked about it at length before on his shows as well. And you'll be able to watch CAPE Championship Wrestling. I highly recommend checking that out as well. So lots of big things going on, in my view at least, in my 1-2-3 cents, around Southern Illinois, Southeast Missouri, and the local independent wrestling scenes. And you can find find the guys at and gal at Podzilla 1985, as well as Pro Wrestling Unscripted. If you go to the website Podbean, you can check out what they're doing, and they're doing good work over there, as I mentioned. And you know, that's what it's all about, supporting each other. I don't view other podcasts as competition. It's kind of like being you know, having a variety of shows of TV programs to pick from. So yeah, get out and enjoy, find what you like. And speaking of podcast, Chad, who has been a frequent guest here on my 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast, has a show called Positive Cynicism here on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network. I actually was a guest on his show. We talk politics, and something I never thought I would do because of my profession as a journalist, but I think I kept it pretty unbiased and kept my true opinions as far as candidates go more to myself, and talked in pretty general terms. But we had a really good discussion, so be sure to check that out. His shows drop on Tuesdays. He's doing every other Tuesday here on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network. So if you're listening Monday, tomorrow, that show will drop, and it should be a good conversation. So hopefully you listen to his shows, and of course, Nerds United and the Five Heart Podcast, all here on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network. It's a team. We make things work, and we're also, I'm working with Greg Mahochko on doing a crossover event with Leva Bates, and hopefully we can make that work for my 1-2-3 Cents, as well as Nerd United, as she is a big comic book geek as well, if you will. So look for an announcement on that in the coming weeks, along with all the indie news that's going on around Southern Illinois, Southeast Missouri, Western Kentucky. Thanks everyone for listening. Now stay tuned for Gerard.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for my 1-2-3 Cents of the Podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, as promised, my guest right now is Gerard. He is the co-founder of Powerbomb TV, and we're going to learn more about that and some of the upcoming events going on with that website. It is called powerbomb.tv. Been checking it out. Gerard, thanks so much for joining us today on my 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast.
Thank you for having me, Kevin.
So for our listeners, talk a little bit about Powerbomb TV. It's powerbomb.tv. It's a website. What exactly, I'm looking at it right now, and it's got all kinds of promotions, hundreds of hours of wrestling on demand. So kind of go through what you guys are doing.
Yeah, so as most of your listeners are probably already familiar with the WWE Network, that's probably the best comparison you can give it. Well, we're basically making a version of WWE Network, but for independent wrestling. So there's a few that exist already that are out there, you know, Flow Slam, Fight TV being two of them. We're kind of focusing on, you know, the indie wrestling in the United States, as well as we have a lot of partners in Mexico that we do a lot of work with, trying to bring more attention to them and what they're doing and help them make a little bit of money as well in the process. So if you're somebody that's interested in checking out Powerbomb TV, you know, we have a free 10-day trial. Otherwise, it's $10 a month or $100 for the year. And we're trying to have that ready to go on Roku devices, Apple TV, for our event on June 11th. Currently, it's available on web and mobile devices. And you can just go on there and explore different shows that independent wrestling companies have put on. And we're going to start putting out some of our own content, which is Break the Barrier is our first live streaming event that we'll be doing on our network.
So tell me about, let's talk a little bit more about Break the Barrier. Sure. Who is going to be, who would fans know that would be a part of this show? Because it's a Powerbomb TV production. So is it affiliated with any particular company?
Yeah, so, you know, there's companies out there right now that do live streaming. Unfortunately, like, you know, we're not millionaires ourselves. You know, myself and co-founder is Adam Lash. You know, we don't really have all that much money ourselves. Everything that we make from fans becoming subscribers, we dump right back into what we're doing. We don't make any profit ourselves. We just believe in trying to make things better for independent wrestling. As far as talent that we have on the event, we've already confirmed 4 matches for the event. Most notably, probably people would be familiar with is Colt Cabana.
Mm-hmm.
Colt Cabana is going to be having his first time ever against Orange Cassidy, who is from mostly he's known for being Chuck Taylor's partner in you know Evolve. Formerly of Dragon Gate USA. He does a little work with Chikara as well. We have that match. That's something that we personally put together with Powerbomb TV just because we wanted to have all different types of styles on the show, that being a comedy match more than anything, I'm sure people would realize. but aside from that, we also booked a lucha match from our friends in Mexico. Originally, we had Los Traumas involved in the event. Unfortunately, things fell through with them, so we now have Tritone and Guerrero Maya Jr. coming in to team up against Puma and Tiger from the CMLL promotion. Aside from that, C4 Wrestling in Canada confirmed Buck Belmar versus Joey Janela, and Beyond Wrestling has just confirmed to be a part of the event, and they are putting John Silver in the ring with Tracy Williams, which I believe is the third time they've ever faced. So there's other matches out there you can check out. And then we have a couple other promotions that are submitting matches. Let's see, off the top of my head, Top Rope Promotions in New England, Georgia Premier Wrestling, Grand Slam Wrestling, which is where we're running the event out of, Old Wrestling, which is out of Ohio. They have a different style, more theatrical, performance. And, the Women's Wrestling Revolution just confirmed with us yesterday that they'll be sending a match in.
That's awesome. So is the goal to get fans to come to powerbomb.tv and they can watch this stream live then, this particular event on June 11th, Break the Barrier?
Right. The event starts at 3 p.m. So at 3 p.m., we're going to be going live on Facebook through the Independent Wrestling Facebook fan page. And a couple other media partners we're giving away the first hour for free. We want to make sure that as many people as possible can check this thing out. But overall, yeah, the event will be live streamed in its entirety on powerbomb.tv. And the joy of that is that there is a 10-day free trial that we are not going to be turning off. So if you wanted to watch for free, technically you can watch for free. I had hoped people sign up in advance, but you know they can do it that way too. But we're also encouraging subscribers to attend in person. You know, the event's going to be in Old Forge, PA, which is northeastern Pennsylvania between Wilkes-Barre and Scranton. Scranton probably more known for the television show The Office.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a subscriber of our network, you can attend the event in person for free. You just need to make a reservation on the website when you log in saying you want to go, and you can go for free. Annual subscribers are going to be given 2 front row tickets to the event for free, as well as a Powerbomb TV t-shirt upon arrival. So, you know, watch online or be there in person. Either way, we just hope that people will check out different independent wrestling promotions that they might not have seen before, and hopefully some of the faces that they see that they're familiar with might help turn them on to watching on the whole show as well.
It's an awesome concept, and again, I'm on the site, which, as we mentioned, is powerbomb.tv, and just kind of scrolling through, there are promotions that, you know, and I've been a fan for almost 35 years, things that I've never heard of, and that's kind of what makes wrestling exciting, I think, is is getting into the independent scene. So how are you guys finding companies to participate in this, and can others make submissions to get a part, be a part of this network?
Yeah, so between myself and Adam, we did know a few different promotions, you know, off the top of our heads that we would like to get involved with us. But aside from that, you know, it started becoming a word of mouth thing with other groups getting involved. You know, when we kind of started trying to figure out what our base was, you know, because it's already a pretty crowded space as far as on-demand video streaming services, you know, how we were going to stand out or be different than what other companies are doing. And again, we don't have millions of dollars to you know, throw at people. So at first we were having a difficult time, you know, getting through to promoters to check us out because they're getting offers from other companies that, you know, can offer flat fees, you know, but we don't believe in stuff like that. We wanted to give everyone an equal opportunity. And we realized that that kind of wasn't working for us. So that's kind of how the Break the Barrier event came up, was we wanted to offer live streaming services to promotions, but we didn't know necessarily where we wanted to start. So we decided to invite the promotions that already were willing to give us a chance to be a part of our event. And from there, when we announced Break the Barrier, we started hearing back from the promotions that maybe were on the fence about, you know, what we were doing. Because now they saw it as an opportunity to market themselves. And that's what we wanted to do, is make them realize we're here to help them as much as we possibly can. And I think that the Break the Barrier event is our first real attempt at seeing how we can really help with marketing companies that, you know, maybe you never heard of before, and giving them an opportunity to shine, you know, and show what they can do. I think Adam, you know, said it best. I'm trying to think exactly how he said it, was like, the name Break the Barrier is kind of meant to be taken literally, to give performers and the promotions the ability to break barriers and make a name for themselves in front of a new audience of eyes, you know. So that's ultimately what we're hoping to accomplish, and that's kind of where all these promotions have started to trickle in now. Beyond wrestling, for example, you know, going into Break the Barrier, you know, we didn't really have a relationship established with them, but now we're starting to put something together with them that we'll probably end up announcing at Break the Barrier, so people understand, you know, what involvement they're going to have with us moving forward. Same with Women's Wrestling Revolution. You know, women's wrestling is its own style of wrestling that deserves attention, and I kind of feel like we'd be silly not to have women's wrestling involved in our network since we have so many different styles. So they were a natural fit as well, that we're going to hopefully be working with them moving forward as well. But it's really exciting now, you know, like you're saying, or asking, you know, promotions are starting to get what we're doing, and that's really cool to have them reaching out to us now versus the other way around and hoping that they'll read our messages. You know, now they see something happening and it's helping us tremendously. So,
well, that is really awesome. And so I guess kind of the benefit to all of this is, and you can kind of go more into this as far as from an indie promotion standpoint, obviously the more eyes you have on your product and the more awareness there is for your product, the better off you are. So, you know, obviously WWE has kind of had this, I don't want to say monopoly, but they've had kind of the, they've been number one, dominant number one, you know, for 15 plus years. But you have all these other smaller companies that are you know, vying for an audience and whatnot. But, you know, this is even bringing more to the table, so to speak. And for true wrestling fans, this has got to be something that is quite exciting.
Yeah, I mean, both myself and Adam, you know, we have a few friends that have been signed to the WWE, and that's great. You know, it's so awesome for them to see them on TV, you know, doing their thing and making money doing it. I do believe, though, that, you know, WWE doesn't need to be the only option, and I wish that, you know, there was more people that thought that way. But, you know, maybe, you know, working together with these indie groups that, you know, don't have that type of money, maybe all of us working together, we can create something that will provide new opportunities for performers that, you know, maybe are past their prime, so to speak, or, you know, hitting an age where, you know, WWE is no longer looking at them, but they're in their prime, you know, sure. Like, you know, somebody that's 30 years old might get passed on by the WWE, you know, to somebody that's 24, just because of their age, you know, they can't invest too far into them, but, you know, maybe that's something we can help, you know, take advantage of more than anything and help make wrestlers make some money, you know, on the independent level. There's a couple of guys, you know, that do it that way. You know, the Young Bucks are definitely a name to throw, you know, immediately, that they're making their way on the independent circuit without having a WWE contract. So there are people out there that are actively doing. I just wish there was more people doing it. At the moment, there aren't really all that many options available to do it, but hopefully, you know, we can help facilitate that a little bit more.
And I want to, and we will do it in a minute or two, get more into your history with wrestling. But do you think, as you were talking there, it made me think, has the spirit of competition, so to speak, and not wanting to work together, and I know you can't speak for all independent companies, obviously, but is there an aversion to kind of everybody working together, and not to dethrone WWE per se, but to mass produce something like this and work together and be able to charge fans, you know, a nominal fee every month to subscribe to a program or a format like this? Has there been a lack of cooperation in the past, or just not the foresight to kind of come up with this and move forward with it?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's kind of difficult to answer because I don't really know, you know, everything going on independent scene, but from the 1,000-foot view, you know, what I see is a lot of companies that are using the same talent in different ways, or just trying to book an all-star show with different, you know, combinations of matches, and a promotion pops up for a year and does it that way, and then it's gone, and then there's a new group that's doing it, the same thing. I just think that everyone has their own agenda for, you know, what they're trying to do. A lot of people are trying to be like the next Paul Heyman, you know, type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that there's not enough of people working together to create that. But, you know, I do know that there's, you know, there are different people that are, you know, starting to form relationships together. But I don't know the extent of, you know, where they're at. You know, I think there needs to be more of that versus people just deciding to start their own thing and hoping it works. You know, it's the same in real life business. You know, I run a marketing company in real life, and there's a lot of, you know, people that are doing it themselves from home. Like a graphic designer starts their own company, but ultimately after a year, they don't have enough work coming in to hire more, to staff more people, so they end up having to get a real job and starting to do that type of thing. I think that's similar in a way to what happens in pro wrestling. You know, if somebody wants to be a promoter, they think they can do it better than somebody else. Me personally, I don't want to be a promoter. I'm doing this event specifically to help try to get more promotions involved with us and to shine a light on the promotions that are already working with us. I'm very grateful that they want to work with us on the show, but I don't want to be a promoter.
Yeah.
I would rather let other people do that type of stuff, you know, and hopefully we can just help give them a larger audience to do that in front of.
Now, the internet tells me, and you did before we started, but sure. You are a wrestler from the past. You wrestled in Chikara and some other places. Yes. But according to the internet, you were trained by Mike Quackenbush, who, you know, fans who listen to this show should know that started Chikara Pro several years ago. Chris Hero, who is now Cassius Ohno in NXT, and then Claudio Castagnoli in WWE. So, you know, I think a lot of times fans lose sight of where these superstars are coming from. They're not all homegrown talent coming up through the NXT system. They are toiling for years and years and years on the independent scene. Daniel Bryan, probably one of the best examples of that. But Claudio Castagnoli, who we know now as Cesaro, was a part of Chikara and worked with you. So talk about the, you know, just because a guy is wrestling in front of 12 people in a high school gym one week doesn't mean, you know, that that's necessarily their destiny. And independent wrestling is quite important to the overall landscape of the business.
Yeah, it definitely is. I think that WWE have gotten a lot better at acknowledging independent wrestling, you know, as far as they kind of push it. Like, you know, if you came from the indie scene, you know, you're a better wrestler immediately, you know, in the eyes of a wrestling fan. I think a lot of wrestling fans that watch just WWE's products and now are watching NXT are starting to get more and more familiar with where people came from and realizing, hey, if they came from the indies, they must be pretty good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because the indie scene is, it'll chew you up and spit you right back out. You know, you're not getting, the money you're getting paid on the indies is not very good in most scenarios. So it is, you're really, really have to be tough to make it on the indie scene. There's so many wrestlers that exist, you know, there. And for you to break out, you know, it's very challenging. So it's really a great thing WWE has been doing now is kind of giving that nod to, you know, where people came from. You know, and I wish there were, you know, more fans, you know, out there that started taking note of that and started to, you know, see, hey, there's an indie wrestling show 30 minutes from my house. Try to go check that out because yeah. Who knows what being on it, you know? I just found out recently, like, for an example, like Ricky Reyes, who performs for Lucha Underground and used to be a part of Ring of Honor. He might still be a part of Ring of Honor. I'm not totally sure, but he lives like an hour from my house. You know, like that. It's like, well, that's weird.
Yeah.
And I like a very small community area. You know, it's pretty close. Like, for another example, like the character known as Amasis in Chikara, now known as Deshaun Pratt, he lives a block away from me. You know, like there's all these weird, you know, you never know who's going to show up on an indie show just based off of like where they live, you know? I just wish that fans, you know, looked at indie wrestling in a way sometimes, you know, WWE fans more specifically, you know, looked at the indie wrestling shows as I need to go check that out. I'm going to be supporting these indie wrestlers as they, you know, start to grow and become a bigger name.
Do you think fans are WWE fans, I think, are different than quote-unquote indie fans. Do you think, though, with, you know, the signings of a lot of the international and indie talent around this country in the last couple of years, do you think that will help the overall well-being of the independent circuit in terms of fans are finally starting to realize that, you know, not everybody just walks off the street and into the ring and gets trained by WWE. Do you think there's that awareness now? And will that benefit indies?
I think it helps more than it hurts. I mean, obviously, at one point in time, I'd tell you the other way around when, like, WWE just did this swoop of the independent wrestling scene and took a lot of the guys that were the top guys in the indies. But I think that makes room for there to be new top guys on the indie scene. And they need to start, you know, more guys need to start stepping up and replacing those guys. Look at it as an opportunity, you know, more than it is like, hey, we're falling apart here on the indie level. But I think, you know, like I said, WWE has kind of been very helpful with educating the audience that they have on, you know, these guys, they have a name outside of the WWE. I think they did a really good job with establishing that with Finn Balor, for example.
Uh-huh.
You know, and Shinsuke Nakamura is another great example of that. You know, like they really built these guys up as names from other places, you know, and I think that fans of wrestling, they've always been very, you know, if you're a wrestling fan, you kind of enjoy drama, you know, you enjoy the gossipy side of it, like the rumors and things like that. If you're a wrestling fan, you kind of get smart to it and start doing your own education, like research into where this guy came from. You know, WWE said, this guy's a big deal. Well, why is he a big deal? And you search his name and you find all this new information that you didn't know about before. So I think more than anything, you know, WWE scooping up a few of these guys have been incredibly helpful with educating wrestling fans that there are other options out there, whether or not they meant to do that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think internet has played such an incredible role in creating new talent in WWE that they're starting to acknowledge it a lot more than they ever have before. and they need to, because that's ultimately where their fans are. You know, they're on the internet talking about all the different talent that they have and talent that's on the indie scene. And it's really a great time. You know, I think, you know, people talk about the 90s, the late 90s being like the peak time. It's really cool to see now, like, a new time is coming, and it's benefiting everyone, including the independent wrestling scene.
I would agree with that. And I do ring announcing and some social media work for a company here in Southern Illinois. And, you know, people ask me all the time about, or they talk about wrestling who maybe aren't necessarily fans of wrestling. They may know a WWE superstar or two. And I think there's a misconception that, you know, the wrestling business can make you rich. And you mentioned earlier, you know, this is not for a lot of guys, it's not a money-making undertaking. And obviously on the indie scene, we see that all the time. However, indie wrestlers consistently will, you know, load into a car, drive hundreds of miles, wrestle, get paid $25, and turn around and drive home, and obviously losing money on the proposition because they've got gas, food, a hotel possibly. Why did you do it? You know, a lot of times my friends are like, why? And, you know, I'm obviously not putting my body on the line, but as someone who did something like that for so many years, why did you get involved in wrestling and continue to do it and want to see it through now with Powerbomb TV?
I think much like any response to this, it varied based on the time frame, like at the age. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, I'm now 31, so I grew up during the 90s era wrestling that, you know, hit hard with high school students and elementary kids and whatnot. It was during the boom period of wrestling. It kind of hooked me there. And I would be that kid that would go to the supermarket with my parents and sit in the magazine aisle reading the magazines, you know, cover to cover, and just learning as much as I could. I think that, you know, growing up with that, it always made me want to be a pro wrestler at that point. So I went to Chikara, and at that point, I think it was just more of a, like, I went to Chikara's first wrestling show, you know.
Oh, wow.
As a fan. So like they kind of became my goal, you know, my goal was to wrestle for Chikara, and being able to have been their primary champion at one point was just like, that is more than enough for me. My goals weren't necessarily go to WWE. It was like, I wanted to wrestle for Chikara, and I had that opportunity, thankfully.
Mm-hmm.
I'm forever grateful for that. But, when I stopped wrestling, I kind of still had that itch to be a part of it, just because I felt I had some things I could contribute, whether it be as a performer or as somebody helping with backstage things. But I came back briefly more for the artistic expression, because I had an idea for a character I wanted to do, being a manager type of role. So at that point, it was an artistic reasoning. Up until that point, I think it was more of a, I don't like being somebody that says, I can do something like that. I want to do it. I don't like thinking and not doing or acting. So I think it was kind of one of those things where, growing up as a wrestling fan, I thought to myself, I can do this. And that's more what that became, was I wanted to be able to say I was a pro wrestler, you know. I think that there's my answer is that, but I would say that, you know, there's various answers that you would receive. You know, there's people on like the local independent wrestling scenes that, you know, maybe just want to be able to be John Cena for a day. Mm-hmm. You know, and you see that in their performances. You know, they just kind of emulate, you know, their favorite wrestlers. People want to be like them. There's people that want to treat it like a business and, you know, make some money. God bless them, you know.
Yeah.
But at that level, you know, but they start getting smart and start learning things about, well, I'm not getting paid all that much for the performance. Maybe I can invest into t-shirts or 8x10s or, get charge for my photo or something like that, or come up with creative ways to sell product and brand yourself. I think, you know, like I said, owning my own company now, I learned a lot from pro wrestling as far as branding, as far as marketing, as far as engaging an audience. You know, we do social media marketing and have to engage people we don't know, you know, and try to come up with ways to get their attention and respond to advertising. I think that pro wrestling, I didn't go to school for marketing. I always credit pro wrestling as my greatest education, just because of all the different types of people I had to interact with, the types of networking that had to be done to get on shows, the types of audience you're in front of. You know, you go from 5 people to 500 to 5,000, totally different environments, people that you have to be working in front of or working with, the different personalities, you know, like we're saying, you know, like there's a different personality type to be said to somebody that's doing wrestling on a local level, you know, that wants to beat John Cena versus doing it with somebody that, you know, is looking at it as a business, you know, and understanding, hey, you know, if I make you look good here, this will help us sell a future match versus, hey, I want to do, you know, shoulder tackle, come up and backdrop you and then give you the five knuckle shuffle, you know. There's totally different levels of personalities that you deal with on that. And I think that for me, you know, dealing with those things had just totally helped shape the company I've created outside of wrestling.
Well, and you mentioned earlier, too, that you did wrestle for a time in Chikara. What, and I know this is probably putting you on the spot, do you have any standout favorite moments from your time as an in-ring performer?
Yeah, sure. Obviously, I don't know that anyone would argue me on the idea that probably my feud with Fire Ant in Chikara was probably hands down the bigger accomplishment, you know, story-wise, that I did, and probably Fire Ant himself would probably admit that as well. That definitely was probably the strongest performances that we put on together, especially because, like, as students, you know, that was kind of a passing of the torch moment for us. Like, we were entrusted to put on matches in the main event of their events, which was really great. Aside from that, anything with Jimmy Olsen was kind of really fun, just because we had the opportunity to write a bit of our own stories for that. So that was kind of cool, just because, you know, Mike is an incredible mind for wrestling, and for him to give us the opportunity to perform our own way, that was very great, and showed his amount of trust he had in us, you know, for that. And then, you know, I retired from wrestling in 2012, but I did this stunt with the Pro Bowlers Association that I would, aside from my feud with Fire, and I'd put that right up there with it as far as out-of-the-box pro wrestling opportunity that came up there. That I really think that shined through for me, and I wish at that moment I wish I did more wrestling. At that point, I retired already, so I didn't really take advantage of that as much as I should have. But that was definitely a fun time as well.
Some great memories, no doubt about that, and making new memories with Powerbomb TV. One last pitch, or however you want to kind of wrap things up, how can fans get in touch with Powerbomb TV and get in touch with you and even promotions that maybe want to get involved and help out?
I think our best way to communicate with us is through Twitter. My Twitter is Vin Gerard, V-I-N Gerard, and Powerbomb TV is our Twitter handle there. That's probably the best way to communicate with us, at least to get the conversation started. You know, follow us there, and we can direct message and figure out the best way to communicate, whether you're a promoter or a wrestler looking to get involved with us. You know, we're looking to help wrestlers get more bookings and get more exposure. So, you know, if you're a wrestler even that has an interest in getting involved with us, definitely reach out. Send us some matches. We're glad to check it out and try to help you however we can. And if you're, you know, near a computer on June 11th, please join us for Break the Barrier. We definitely are trying to do everything we can to give you the best show possible. Starts at 3 p.m. and probably is going to honestly be a long-ass show. So, you know, like we have, I think, 12 matches total right now that we're looking at on the show. Probably going to be more than that. Definitely treating it more like a festival than it is a pro wrestling show. So definitely looking forward to that. Totally stressed about it. Can't wait.
Well, by the time this show airs, you'll be less than a month away from it. So I wish you nothing but luck. This is a wonderful concept and idea, and I hope that our listeners will get out there and support it. Gerard, thanks so much for being a part of the podcast today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, and thank you for anybody that takes the time to listen to this today. Really appreciate it.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.